103.7 to be afternoon jam session. Like to welcome my next guest online. She took the world by storm on BET's Sunday Best with her anointed voice and talent. And now you have the chance to see her magic live and in person on November the 17th. Like to welcome on the phone line Sue Roseberry, a.k.a. also affectionately known as Mama Sue. How are you today?
I am doing so great.
Well, thank you. You have the city. They are buzzing about you. They are very excited about your role in the upcoming play, The Weight on a Woman's Shoulder. So we're happy and we're welcome you in advance to this wonderful city and play. So thank you so much for participating.
I'm excited about coming to Muskegon. I surely am.
We are excited to have you here. So next Saturday, so 1 week in a wake up, as they say, and you will be in town in the wonderful city of Muskegon. And we definitely look forward to that. Before we talk about your role in the play, The Weight on a Woman's Shoulder, can we talk a little bit about your experience on BET Sunday Best? Can you tell the listeners how your experience was and how, if any, has it changed your life?
Being on Sunday Best was a wonderful experience. When I started that whole episode in my life, I was looking for God to just enlarge my territory and give me an opportunity and a platform to be a greater witness. And can I tell you that God just did that thing? He blessed and has opened so many doors, and I've had opportunities to travel all across the country and just sing about this God that I'm so passionate about, and that's been a great blessing in my life.
Wonderful. And you know what? While you were there and during your duration, you certainly blessed millions of viewers out there.
Oh, I hear from so many of them, even to this day, and places where I go and people holler, Mama Sue, and I turn, I know that they had an opportunity to view the show, and that really blesses me because the desire of my heart is to be a vessel, and getting to share with so many people has been the thrill of a lifetime.
Well, you're certainly doing your work.
Well, I'm glad, and I think that the whole Sunday Best experience just opened up my eyes to how important it is for us to really showcase this God that we're serving. He's awesome and amazing, and I think the whole world ought to know who Jesus is.
Definitely. How long have you been singing, and some of your influences, some people who inspire you?
I've been singing all my life that I can remember. My mother and grandmother told me that they used to take me to church and stand me up on a table in order to sing. So that now, you're looking at me today, you know that was a long time ago when I was little enough to stand up on a table. But I've just been singing that long and loving to praise the Lord in my heart and in my song. And probably one of the greatest influences I ever had was Mahalia Jackson. And what really touches me about her, even more than her awesome and big voice, was her life, that she was authentic in her lifestyle.
Yes, she was.
And when I studied about her and read about her, I mean, coming up through school and high school, whenever I had an opportunity to do a report or do some research, I was always trying to find out more about Mahalia Jackson. And I've even had an opportunity to play Mahalia in a play by the name Mahalia, because she was such an iconic figure in the gospel music industry. But more than her voice, it was her life.
Yes.
And that's what resonates with me, to live the life that we're actually singing about in our song.
She has an amazing story.
Mm-hmm. And probably modern day, I just really revere the voice of Kathy Taylor. She just has an amazing gift that I just truly enjoy.
And you have an amazing gift, too, that so many people enjoy.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind.
No problem. No problem at all. Now, you're a woman who wears many hats. So not only are you a singer, but you're also a songwriter, a playwright, storyteller, a poet, and the list goes on and on. Let's talk about some of the other things that you do, some of your other talented areas.
Oh, I think that all of them go hand in hand. I think that when the Lord begins to bless you and you begin to be faithful and consistent with the gifts that the Lord has given you, he promised that those talents would multiply. And so I think that all the things that I'm able to do just kind of go hand in hand. I love writing stories. I love telling stories, and it gives me another opportunity to express the joy that I find in serving the Lord in various stories and places where I can't go and sing about Jesus and I may not be able to talk about him. I can get the message over in a story that may be about a chicken or a dog, but it has a moral relevance that resonates and gets the message over. So all of that just goes together.
Okay. From my understanding, well, is it my understanding that you've also written children's books?
I have. I have one that has yet to be completed to be published, but I've written several, but one is very close to being published, and that's Miss Annie from Way Down South, which is about a rhythmic tale about an eccentric old lady who should not be behind the wheel.
I can only imagine where that goes.
Yeah.
On the phone lines, if you're just tuning in, Sue Roseberry, also known as Mama Sue from Sunday's Best, BET Sunday Best, a finalist. And she will be in the city of Muskegon next Saturday on November 17th in The Weight of a Woman's Shoulder, the gospel stage play. Let's talk about your role. What is your character's name?
My character is actually Mama Sue.
Okay.
In the play. Yes, I'm an evangelist in the play and get an opportunity to share words of wisdom with some of the other characters in the play.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
And we also have the playwright herself in the studio, Miss Betty, who's also here.
Hey there.
Hey, Miss Betty.
How you doing, Mama Sue?
I am great.
Just can't wait to see you.
Well, like I said,
exciting.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and in the city, like I said, they are this is really the talk of the town, and they are so excited about what this play has in store, seeing the talented actors and actresses in the area. And we're just going to have a great and blessed time next week.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So we're certainly looking forward to it.
Certainly hope that everybody's coming out to see it because it's going to bless your life.
It is. It is.
It is. And we were just talking about that and just giving a brief synopsis of the play. So we're just encouraging the listeners to purchase your tickets and come out or purchase it for someone so they have a chance to experience this play and some of the deep topics that will be discussed and that they'll get a chance to see within this play. Now, I know that you've been very busy and you have a lot of things on your plate, so we don't want to hold you too long. But what is your website if people like to learn more about you and your ministry and your music?
Well, my website is www.SueRoseberry.com.
Okay, so very, very simple and easy to remember. Uh-huh. And what's next? Do you have any other upcoming ventures or projects that you would like to let the listeners in on?
Well, right now I am currently, as I'm speaking to you, I'm in Dallas, Texas for a Texas Mass choir session where we are getting ready to have a wonderful concert both tonight and tomorrow night. And then, of course, I'm coming to Michigan.
All right.
And then I'll be in California and all around. I've traveled so much over the course of this year, but I love it. I love meeting the people of the Lord. And you can look for recording project to be coming up pretty soon.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be on the lookout for that so we can get the information out to the listeners as well.
Great.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time to speak with us, speak with the listeners, as we are excited and we are gearing up for your appearance next week in The Weight on a Woman's Shoulder. I just want to congratulate you on all your success and tell you to keep up the good work and keep blessing all of those around you.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for your support and encouragement, and just know that I'm excited about coming to Michigan.
All right.
Okay. You heard it here first. Well, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day and have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week.
All right.
Thank you. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Keep it locked. More on the way. Afternoon Jam Session. Coming back with Betty Mae Production to talk to some of the cast members and let you in on just a little more about the upcoming play, The Weight on a Woman's Shoulder. Don't dare touch that dial. Afternoon Jam Session, 103.7 The Beat.